Hello, I'm Christian Jones and I work for Manx Radio as a journalist within its newsroom. Over the weekend, the government unveiled a new energy efficiency scheme which enables residents from both private and public sector housing the ability to apply for up to £750 worth of materials to make their homes more economically viable. Materials up for grabs include items like loft insulation rolls, LED lights, water tank jackets, all the way to self-adhesive windowsills, to name a few. There is criteria in place to determine eligibility, though. I spoke with the political member from the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture, MHK, Dr. Michelle Hayward. Dr. Hayward, we've seen schemes like this in the past, like the Green Living Grant, where there have been complaints that despite government talking the talk, they aren't actually delivering. Are you confident this scheme won't be a replica?
I think the Green Living Grant was beset by the fact that it was done at speed with an election looming and somebody wanted to say they'd done something. And it wasn't terribly well thought out. The logistics weren't there behind it when it was launched. Whereas with this one, we have taken slightly more time. The team have worked incredibly hard in the background to get it up and running. And I can confidently say that it is already working. We know that we've reached nearly 600 households as of last Friday, and the orders for loft insulation, radiator valves, light bulbs, and currently worth just over £200,000 of equipment that's been ordered, and around £60,000 worth of that has been delivered already. The rest of it is due in as we can get supplies through. So it is working. We're working with local building suppliers and we've set up a number of depots that you can go and collect the smaller items from as well. So it is actually getting real things out there to people without too many barriers, hopefully.
So £200,000 is going to the materials, but how much is being allocated? What's the total budget for this?
The total allocated budget is 8 million, so we've got a long way to go. The 200,000 is just the cost of materials. I'm aware that out of the sort of 600 households that have applied, there are 60, so about 10% have applied for help with installation. And that's available if you claim things like disability living allowance and stuff, where it would mean that it's probably not possible for you to climb up into your loft and put lofts of insulation there. So there is that extra funding available for those that might struggle to install these measures by themselves.
Looking at the criteria now, those with a total household income of less than £50,000 are eligible, but those with more have to satisfy extra requirements. Government's gone with the median weekly pay for residents as the threshold, that is £613 each week, which equates to an annual figure of £31,876. But the criteria show skewness in the sense of one household of four people can all be earning exactly the median amount, which brings their total household income to more than £127,000. But a couple whereby one earns more than the median figure, for example, £32,000, they're not eligible. So by my calculations, with one of the couple earning £32,000 and the other earning £18,001, that's to bring it above the £50,000 threshold. The family of four are around £77,000 better off, but in the eyes of the scheme, they're not somehow.
That's true. I think that you're always going to put in barriers, and you could always find examples like the ones you've tried to give that would say that, you know, you're just over the threshold. I would say for those people to perhaps talk to us, because we know that particularly in low-income households, income is not stable all year round necessarily. And so actually we can take that longer picture. We can look at a year's worth of data for it. So I would talk to us. But of course, those that are on benefits as well, there's a wide range of benefits. So if any of those benefits are claimed in the household, then they can have access to those. We do know from data that the houses with slightly higher income, most of those homeowners will have done most of these measures anyway, so they will have put loft insulation in. But we know it's a huge barrier. If you can't afford £500 to go and buy loft insulation, it's never going to happen. So we really are trying to target those that are most likely to be in fuel poverty and those that are most likely to benefit from these measures.
I just have to question you on that, because speaking of fuel poverty, the example I've just given you there, the family of four are significantly better off than the couple, so there's skewness in that sense. When you say that the family of four are less likely to be in fuel poverty than the couple.
They are less likely, and because of their higher income, they're likely to have done most of these measures anyway, so they wouldn't need to go and claim. People do have to take a look at their own morals and ethics. If they are earning that amount, they're probably quite capable of going and funding it and don't need to claim.
Spot checks are another topic I'd like to look at, and in the past, COVID grants being a classic example, residents who took money had to reimburse Treasury about a year later because it turned out they weren't eligible. The applications essentially weren't being checked. if you're not doing detailed checks on this, then are we likely to see down the line the department recalling materials?
Well, I hope not. I hope we're not going to go and take loft insulation out of anyone's houses. I think what would happen perhaps in that case is that we probably charge them for the materials they'd had if we found that they were flouting the rules. I try and encourage everyone to be honest. It's not hard and not to take from the scheme unless they actually do need it and they do qualify for it. But there will be spot checks. It's one of the sort of things that Treasury say we have to do if we're handing out money. We have to do some check. And that's right, because it is taxpayers' money that we're handing out. So it is right that we go and check. But in order to speed up the scheme and to try and get these materials out as soon as possible, we weren't going to do really detailed checks on every single applicant because that would just slow us down and mire us into a load of paperwork. And we've seen with the Green Living Grant Scheme how that worked out, where pretty much I think it's the companies doing the assessments and providing those home quality scores that have benefited most from that. It certainly isn't the homeowners, like, by and large. So we needed something that was going to be much swifter and much lighter touch this time round.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.